5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
It's good to have you all with us. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, May 28th, 2021. Good afternoon, everybody, and hope everybody had a great week with the ones that you loved. We're in Season 3, Episode 11 here, TGIF, Memorial Day weekend. Log it up. Hope everybody's having a great afternoon. Of course, we're broadcasting live here from the beautiful paradise city of Sarasota, Florida. We'll be with you for the next hour here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for smashing the play button. We happen to broadcast from the dashboard of Anchor Broadcast, but there's plenty of ways that wherever you are, you may be listening to us. We know of Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya, Listen Notes. I mean, we're basically anywhere where you can find a podcast. You put in SRQ Talk Show and your boy's going to be there. Any Google search, Bing, AOL, Yahoo, any of that crap, you put it in there. SRQ Talk Show and your boy's going to be there. We like for you to participate in the show. You can also drop us an email on any of our past episodes. We're in Season 3, Episode 11 today. srqtalk@gmail.com is the way that you would do that. If you want your voice heard, you go to our website at srqtalk.com. Click on to the message button. It'll give you 60 seconds to say your piece there. May 28th, TGIF, and we're basically going over the week that was. I like to, because I know there's plenty of you listening there, you know, I'm a stats guy, like to look at into my listenership and the ratings and how we're doing. And we got two new states. Yeah, congratulations, Kentucky and Wisconsin. Decided to jump on board here and listen to your boy Roy. The numbers are going up as usual now that we're broadcasting regularly. We used to broadcast 5 days a week. Now we're doing it simply on Fridays, going over the week that was. Today being the 28th, obviously Monday is where we're going to get started here on May 24th. And it was coming off one of the best sports weekends ever, where Phil was in it. We had the Tampa Bay, Florida Panthers going at it in hockey. We had the start of the real NBA playoffs. Not that crap they play in, confusing damn format, which I guess worked out at the end. It gave us more games as fans. If you're all in, I mean, this year we decided to watch basketball as opposed to boycotting it like we did last year. But yes, it was a great weekend. It started off with that. And when I get off the air here on Fridays, I mean, my week's basically starting, but I'm not going to bore you with my personal weekend, which didn't entail much, man. There's not much going on here. I would anticipate being in paradise and being a destination city like we are here. Any major city in Florida, and we have plenty of them listening to us, as Florida is trying to get to number 2. On listenership. They used to be the king of the mountain, but Washington, the damn people of damn Seattle, Washington, just can't shut me off. They are the leaders of the pack there in the state of Washington. But Florida, we have about 16 cities now in Florida, including the leader of the pack, which is, believe it or not, it's damn Orlando. Orlando, hello to you, Fort Myers, St. Petersburg. Pinellas Park is a clear fourth now, edging out Sarasota there for the top 5. Then it continues being Northport, Dos Sucios down in the damn 305, losing ratings there, but they're still top 10 there. They come in seventh there. And the one where the needle's going up is damn Palmetto. Someone poked Palmetto, or we touched a nerve, because they go up there and there are only Manatee County representative in the top 10. Fort Lauderdale Dottie and Punta Gorda round it off. The leaders of the toilet bowl, of course, they always like to be leaders of the damn toilet bowl. Damn Bradenton, that doesn't want to turn us on. But that's fine. We got news coming out of Manatee County. We will be going over the week that was. However, we do like to hit the Friday stories right up at you. And there is stories coming out of damn Manatee County that I'll cater to. Parish follows damn Naples. We did get a new city in the state of Florida. Spring Hill, baby. Log it up. Spring Hill participating with Lakeland. And then, of course, Tampa, you know, which doesn't want to participate like Bradenton. They're on the bottom of the barrel, just ahead of Gulf Breeze, or good people out there in the panhandle. Again, your boy Roy SRQ Talk joining us here with our Friday show. So the weekend just started sports, but we do 1 hour here, 30 minutes of local, national, and international news here, considering we have 15 countries that listen to us outside of the U.S. Monday, it was, let me see, what could I give you, something soft, the American Idol winner. Yeah, that was the news of the day. It's kind of slow. It's it is summertime here, and like I was saying, I was anticipating a bigger weekend, but apparently not. I know it's spring, but it's getting hotter than Africa here, all right? Less the humidity here, when the closer you are to the beach, like I am. It's still getting, it's hotter than hell out here. It really is. It's getting hotter. It's only going to get hotter. We have water restrictions in Sarasota that I want to tell you about, because we do bring Sarasota and Manatee County to the front of the line on this news, and we are going to do the week that was. However, let's do some local news now. Immediately here, right off the bat, SCAT to launch a demand service on June 5th. Okay. All right. So if you take the bus, there's a new route. You know, I'm not going to go into this. Sorry. I only got a 1 hour show and 30 minutes to give you. And I have tons of news here, more important than some bus route that you can just damn Google and find out. Okay. And nobody cares about the bus until you need it. Okay. But I will tell you, the bus systems here in Manatee, Sarasota, or Mac Daddy, okay? They say it's coming at 3:58. You better be out there at 3:58, okay? No Latin time, or you know, coming late to the party. They'll pass your ass so quick. They might even pass you if you're sitting on the bench and you're looking like you're just sitting and not waiting for a bus. They assume things out here. That's right. Keeping you in the know, man. Sarah's SRQ Talk here with your boy Roy. Let's see other important news that we really do care about. In Holmes Beach, yeah, they're telling the mayor to bring back more parking, damn it. Yeah, what the hell's with the no parking in Holmes Beach? Is one of our least most COVID cities. Remember that when we went zip code to zip code back in season one, somewhere deep in, man, where the show was discovered under the pandemic here. Meals on Wheels collects 7,000 pounds of food for Manatee County and food banks. Remember, that was one of our sponsors one time, Meals on Wheels, and they collect 7,000 pounds of food for Manatee County and food banks. That's great to hear. If you're local here in Sarasota, North Lockwood Ridge Road, back open after there was a major crash. Let's go ahead and click onto this and see what this story was in Lockwood, because this pertains to me. I mean, that's basically right here. Let me see. It's a quick little story. North Lockwood Ridge Road, if you're familiar with the area, is back open after a crash. The crash happened around 9 p.m. at the intersection of Fruitville and North Lockwood Ridge Road. A traffic was previously being diverted through the Bank of America parking lot. Okay, so good news there locally right now. North Lockwood Ridge is opened back up here. There's a podcast. I don't know why I'm announcing this. By the time you get to the Bogwood, this is old damn news. Some scattered storms for Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, unfortunately for you, but it's not going to be a deal killer from what my boy there on ABC7 says. It's going to be some scattered storms, but not too much to ruin the party. You know what I mean? Lido Beach refreshed after beach restoration. That's good news here locally. Lido Beach, There's about a football field from the sand to where you get to the water. That's saying a lot. That all that beach was under construction since 1999, believe it or not, almost 22 years after they started restructuring it. And this is right off the cuff, man. I'm not even reading this because I got no time. I got to keep it moving, man. We are going to keep our time, our eye on the time, because we are up against the clock. We only get 30 minutes here. We're already 10 minutes in. Today's show, sponsored to you by GoShopWise.com, man. It's an Amazon affiliate website. Gives you, what are they giving you? The top 10 selling products, where you get a bonus there if you go through GoShopWise.com there. Hit them up. Thank you for sponsoring the show today. We move on. So let me see. So our stories. We're going with stories here, and I wanted to get to the water one because there is a water emergency here. Issues a recreation burn ban, water restriction bans, campfires in area campgrounds. So Sarasota is getting amped up, man. They're issuing recreational burn ban. Let me see. The Sarasota County Fire Chief Miguel Regner was assigned. Regner has issued a countrywide recreational burn ban due to the dry weather conditions and increase in a chance of wildfires. In accordance with Sarasota County open burning ordinance, the mandatory burn ban will remain in effect until weather conditions change and the chances of wildfire decreases. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of wildfires. Absolutely, man. Be careful. It's really dry out there. So even if you peel out on your car, it is a hazard. The city of Northport has also issued its own outdoor burning ban. Let me see Northport. What is Northport doing? I know Northport was, were they top five? Let me see if my listenership. We got Orlando, Fort Myers, St. Pete, Pinellas, Sarasota, Northport just dropping, just barely behind damn Sarasota there. Northport's amped up. City of Venice, lock it up, baby. I love my city of Venice. That's right. So there you go, man. The National Weather Service of the Florida Forest Service. This, you know, this story, I honestly, it's just boring to death. Okay, we're going to move on from this story, man. Okay, the point is that, you know, they're putting bans on it, man. The recreational burn ban on water restriction bans. Okay, let me see what else I could get you. How about this? This is a story because the show is about the week that was. And in the week that was, on Tuesday, there was some debate in Manatee County over votes to end mask mandates in school. Now, this is a damn big issue here. Huge issue, you know. Should I wear a mask? They have a mask on. She got the vaccine. She didn't get the vaccine. She's got a mask. Everybody's pointing their finger, telling you what they believe that should happen. But we vote on things here. It's a democracy. During a board meeting on Friday morning, Manatee County schools voted to get rid of the mask requirements. There you go. Get the hell out of here. You don't need to have a mask when you go into school system, starting immediately. The school board voted unanimously to drop the mask requirements, but officials remind parents that their students can continue to wear masks if they desire. There you go, man. We're a free country here. Manatee County says wear the mask or don't wear it, but you don't have to wear it. Okay, so if you feel comfortable wearing it, wear it. If you're ugly and people are, you take off the mask and people are gonna go, and then put the mask on if you're ugly and you want, and you look prettier with the mask on. Because I saw a report where there's most women prefer to have the mask on. It makes them feel invisible. I don't know what the hell they're talking about, but if it works to them, it's probably similar to me when I have sunglasses on. I have sunglasses on. I feel like nobody's looking at me. I'm looking at everybody and nobody's looking at me. Feel shielded. You know what I mean? Keeping you in the know, man. SRQ Talk. One of the number one podcasts in the west side of Florida. Why? Because there's no damn competition here. Because they're a damn oblivion today over here, man. There's no competition here as far as podcasts. I don't see anybody giving me any run here. And my numbers keep on going up here. Let me see what else about this. School board voted unanimously. That means that nobody voted yes. It was a shutout there. The impact of the policy takes effect immediately, meaning face masks are now optional across school district. All right. You know, there's no Gestapo here telling you that you have to put on your mask. Put it on if you want. Don't put it on if you don't want. We don't care. While the 2021 school year ended for students of yesterday, Thursday, May 27th, teachers and many other groups of employees that work less than 2 months are working their last day today. In addition, graduation ceremonies are scheduled for next week for the 6 traditional high schools in Manatee County. Masks will be optional for students and attendees at each of those graduation ceremonies. So you heard? So if you see your neighbor and they don't have a mask on, guess what? Because they don't supposed to. Leave them alone and mind your business is basically what you should be doing. Minding your own business, staying in your own lane. You want to wear a mask, you wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. But don't get into other people. Oh, look at Kathy doesn't have a mask on. Get the hell out of here. Okay, we're free here in Florida. Don't come with your little ideas up north. If you move from down north, oh, they don't do this in Providence. Well, guess what? Go back to Providence then. Okay, you're in damn Florida now. You're going to do as the Romans. When in Rome, do as the Romans. Lock it up. It's your boy Roy here, man. TGIF, May 28th. Doing an episode 11 here, or is it 12? Always lost on these episodes, man. We've done so many. I mean, season 1, 37 episodes. Season 2, 28. And now, where are we at, man? We're at 11. I was right. Keeping you in the know, man. We're halfway through the first segment of the show, and I've given you no damn news. You know, that's how it goes. There you go, man. I've given you the mask mandate. So the point of it is, even though school's out, it starts immediately. So any ceremonies or anything that are going to be taking place in Manatee County over the 5 major damn high schools that they have. Okay. Can we name them all? Probably not. I don't have anybody that listens out there anyway. I got Parrish and Palmetto that's locking it up. Any other little town there? Bradenton, you know, nothing. Nothing. So what do I care? What do you got? Bayshore High. You got Lakewood Ranch, right? You got, what's this other one on State Road 70 there? Damn it. The home of the Pirates. Damn it. I forget now. But anyway, got that one. So that's 3. That's all I can name, man. Booker is in damn Sarasota. Okay, Riverview, Sarasota High. I can name them all here because this is where I live. But anyway, here in addition, let me see. Ceremonies are scheduled next week. But we're done with this story. So we move on. What else happened in the week that was here with your boy Roy SRQ Talk? And then what do we have? We had the George Floyd, 1 year anniversary of George Floyd. But in this show, we only got 30 minutes. We could go on forever with the 1 year of George Floyd. What comes to mind to me is like, damn, 1 year already went by since we went through that. And that's kind of odd, man. But time flies. It will definitely pass you by if you don't pay attention. So George Floyd, I mean, what more is there to say about the George Floyd incident? Obviously, the man's going to be a... he's going to change the world. Like his little daughter said, he will change the force. He's already had a major dent. There's laws being passed under the George Floyd laws and some that are not being passed yet that people are have their panties in a wad over. All right. So you want to click onto the George Floyd story. You go click onto CNN or any MSNBC or any CBS network. Okay. Go ahead and tune into them. Okay, I don't have time to be talking about it. All I can tell you is what the year that was, and basically that it was, and the man made a major difference, and he will continue to make at least awareness for sure. Okay, and another mass damn shooting in San Jose, damn California. What the hell are people shooting people over there? That was a disgruntled employee again. You want to hear stories like that, you go ahead and tune in to those other networks that, you know, have an agenda, the fake newses of the world, the vomits of the world, man. Go ahead and listen to them. Me, I can just tell you what the hell is going on because there's not much going on here. We're getting into about summer next week. By the time we broadcast next week, it's going to be hurricane season. That starts on June 1st, okay? And I know all you little tough guys here, oh, I don't need to prepare for the hurricane. That's all a conspiracy. It never hits. All this crap that you like to say about hurricane, don't come knocking on my door, okay? Looking for supplies or for candles or for lighters, matches, any of that crap, water, go buy it. Go buy it all. Toilet paper, go buy it all. Okay, don't ask me for nothing. Your boy Roy's telling you here that on June 1st, hurricane season starts, and it's going to be, not to incite any panic or anything, but it's going to be a hotbed. Okay, we're due for a big one. Okay, I know Sarasota's never been hit before. Something about the Indians, tribes, and we're protected and whatnot, and all that damn crap that you guys like to, all that legendary crap, conspiracy theory shit. Okay, the point is that we've been avoiding these things, and they're predicting about three or four of them that are, we're going to have like 18, but about three or four are going to be major ones, and you know it's coming. So go prepare, go get your things on your own convenience there so you don't overpay when they gouge up the prices. Okay. So let me see, what do we got? We're going to look at the time with 20 minutes in. We got 10 minutes here. And basically, as far as the local news, that was what was going on in the week that was there locally. Nationally, what, and again, these are all stories because there's tons of stories. I pick out of the litter what interests me. And so I bring it up to on my show. And what interests me is that the CDC talking about Gestapo and all that have granted celebrity cruise lines, okay, as the first cruise line that will be allowed to go ahead and sail this week. That's right, celebrity cruise lines. Royal Caribbean owns celebrity cruise lines. The first cruise will be on June 26th. The down part about it, that 95% of passengers need to be vaccinated. Yeah, that's not going to roll here in the state of Florida, because this would completely contradict on what our boy Governor DeSantis signed earlier a couple weeks ago, that there's no business that is allowed to be, you know, no workplace or anything like that can make you get the vaccine. Okay, you can't be forced into the vaccine because you're going to be denied service or something like that. So this would contradict that. And that's basically where the argument is these days with DeSantis and the cruise lines. That's why they're butting heads right now, because of course we want the cruise lines to leave out of Tampa and out of Miami and out of Port Canaveral and Jacksonville and Tampa and all these places where the cruise lines leave from in Florida, which is a huge economic impact. And it brings in huge amounts of dollars to the state of Florida and for all the businesses around it. That's the obvious. Everybody knows that. So we don't want to have a problem with the cruise lines. But guess what? The cruise lines, they don't want to be, you know, bullied either. Okay? So they're butting heads right now. They're saying, listen, the CDC is giving us the green light to go on June 26th, but 95% of our passengers have to be vaccinated. So guess what? For a person like me that hasn't been vaccinated, too bad, too sad, I can't go on a cruise. And now the cruise line is losing my money because I choose to do what is my American right to do, to get the vaccine or not. It's a personal thing. Nobody should have their business into it. If I want to get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. It's a personal decision that nobody should be involved in, okay, in my opinion. Okay, so for the government to... This is the way that they're going to make you get the vaccine, is by doing these little things. And Florida signed a bill earlier to avoid these things. So there you go. And boating accidents have been on the rise here in Florida. They broke a record, keeping you in the know, man. Let me give you another nugget here. Florida broke records on fatalities in the water. Let me see if I can get you that story, because I found that to be interesting, especially now being that it's Memorial Day weekend. Many people are going to take their boats out and go fish and just to just do a bunch of things outdoors on the water. And let's see what this story is. If you give me just one moment here, Florida breaks record. Let's put it that way. Breaks. Fatalities. See if that is true. Florida Corona posted record. That's all they want to talk about is Florida. Manatee deaths from boats. Florida break record. Here we go, man. And this is from our wonderful people down in Palm Beach County, Boca Raton, la-di-da-di-da-di. Palm Beach Post, man. .com, home of Donald Trump, manatee deaths from boats and water. Now, see, this is the wrong damn story. Now they're breaking records on manatee deaths from boats. No, man. What I heard is that they break the record on boating accidents and stuff like that. Let me see. Boating accidents. I know it wasn't fake news. Okay, yeah, there's a pause in the damn show. You know what? I do whatever I want. It's my damn show, okay? If I want to have a pause in the show, it is a pause because I want to get the story right. FWC releases 2020 boating accident statistics. And with the release of the 2020 boating accident statistics report, the Florida Fish and Wildlife The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission encourages boaters to focus on taking the necessary steps for a safer boating experience. A leader contributor to boating accidents is the operator's inattention and failure to maintain the proper lookout. Yes, like pay attention, damn it, is what he's trying to say. These people that think they're all boaters, oh yeah, I got my license to drive a boat, and you drive it like a damn idiot. Okay, Lieutenant Seth Wagner of the FWC Boating and Waterways section. Many operators, I quote, many operators believe that they are looking around, but they are not recognizing potential hazards or are distracted by dividing their attention between things like electronic devices and other occupants in the water. So it's basically not only texting and driving is not only a problem on the damn road here, because I see it all day, every day. Okay, you can't get your face unburied from the phone like you're so popular. You're not so popular, man. Okay, the text can wait. Make them wait, damn it. Give them a damn challenge. Stop responding to his text so quickly. Hell with his ass. Tell him to wait. Okay, in 2020, the 402 boating accidents involved collisions, and 44% of them were due to operators' inattention or failing to maintain a proper lookout. There you go, man. 44% of 402, almost half of the boating accidents, is because you're not damn paying attention. Be careful out there. It's the damn Memorial Day. There's going to be many people out on the boats. Stop being a selfish damn bastard, okay? And pay attention when you're out there in the boating. You got people's lives in your hands that are in the boat. Okay, listen, man, we're over with segment one here, first half of the show. I like for you to stay with me because there was more sports news during the week than anything, and that's what we normally do anyway here. We do a sports on the latter 30 minutes of the show. I want to thank GoShopWise.com. Go to them. They sponsored the show today. They're an Amazon affiliated website that are going to give you the top 10 selling items on Amazon right now. When you click there, goshopwise.com. srqtalk@gmail.com is the way that you can participate in the show. I encourage anybody listening to go ahead and drop me an email there, srqtalk@gmail.com, or let me have your voice heard. And if it's any good, your boy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous. Go to srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. It'll give you 60 seconds to say your piece. There is no more on this side of season 3, episode 11. We're done with the first half, going over the week that was. Tried to get it all in, man, but it's hard to do it all in 30 minutes. But I think we did enough there in telling you about the water restrictions don't be watering your grass now if you're in Sarasota or washing your damn car, okay? Let's try to do this next week. It seems like we did report that next week there will be some rain. So CDC giving celebrity cruises June 26th, the authority to go ahead and launch. Told you, so that's it. It's good that to have you with us today. Thank you for joining us. Please stay by with us. We'll take a break now, and then we'll go to the second half. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Welcome back to the second half of the SRQ Talk Show. I'm your boy, Roy, here broadcasting live from Sarasota. It's the second half. It's good to have you with me. Going over the week that was on the second half here, we do, that's right, all sports. Some people would say that I should start this show doing sports. I guess they have to all rewind and all that. But anyway, we're broadcasting live from the Anchor dashboard here at Anchor Podcast. We can be found on any podcast format. You just put in SRQ Talk Show and your boy's going to be right there all over it. That goes as well to any of the search engines there. So interesting week, kind of a slow week, some would have it here in Sarasota, at least in Florida. Things have toned a great deal since the March Madness, our version of it here, which is about a million people tracking through our airports and through our beaches and up and down Siesta Key and all that. And it was just like, oh my God, I can't believe how many people are just running away from their Democratic run states coming down here. So it was, you know, just at the beginning where, you know, where Florida was completely open, Texas was open. And speaking about Texas, everything's big in Texas, right? Including my numbers there. I see you, Texas, and I haven't forgotten about you. You're just a little buried there in fourth place now, following Washington is our leader, Florida, the great people of Ohio, then Texas, and then rounds off the top five is the damn state of Virginia, baby. Welcome to all. It's the second half here. It's season 3, episode 11, second half. And I'll tell you, man, the week that was, it all started. I mean, we broadcasted last Friday, right? Today's the 28th. And I'll tell you, Ja Morant, Mac Daddy, extraordinaire point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies. We don't do the sports betting lock of the day like we used to do when we used to broadcast 5 days a week. Now we're only broadcasting once, reviewing the week that was, obviously, here. However, by the time we go to the locks, it's just, I gave you Memphis. In other words, I gave you Memphis all day. I told you to grab the 4.5, and they sure did. Let's go back to that day, which was, what, if today's the 28th, we're talking NBA. Let's go to their schedule on the week that was. Many stories. We got the Phil Mickelson wing, the PGA championship. Hats off, definitely, to Phil Mickelson at 50 years old. Makes guys like me great that he took some of those younger cats on the tour there. He wins the PGA. We'll get into that. But what I wanted to talk about is Ja Morant, man. That kid is Mac Daddy, and he's one of the futures of the NBA, and he has a bright future, let me tell you. That kid is good from Memphis. The whole team is seeded number 8. They were in the play-in games where they had to play themselves into the 7th seed there. I think they eventually did. Let me see. Friday the 21st. Yep, the line was started at 5. We gave it to you at 4.5. And the Warriors only beat they beat the Warriors 117-112, stopping Steph Curry and the Warriors. And my theory on that is that the Warriors left it all on the floor against the Lakers, man. They had nothing more. Draymond was drained from having to deal with all the Laker players. He played great. Steph Curry just wasn't enough to carry the team. So Memphis was coming off a hot day, just hadn't stopped playing. They were warm. Morant was getting 4.5, and I told you to take them. And the Memphis Grizzlies prevailed to go ahead and advance to the NBA playoff format. That they played the very next day, which was that was on Friday. Saturday games, and that was the only game on Saturday. Saturday was a day that my Heat lost a heartbreaker. This is the closest they've been to the Milwaukee Bucks. Last year, we beat them to advance to the finals to play the Lakers. But this time around, not so much. The Bucks take them 109-107 there, and that was on Saturday the 22nd. And then the big story here was the Mavericks, man. The Mavericks put a pounding on the L.A. Clippers, man. What's his name went damn nuts. Luka Doncic, man, with 40 minutes. He had 31 points. He was 5 of 11 from three-pointers, 11 to 24 from the field. And also Timmy Hardaway's kid, Tim Hardaway Jr., scored 21 there, 8 for 13 from the field, 5 for 9 from three-pointers. He was making it rain there. The Mavericks beat the Clippers 113-103, and that happened on Saturday. Sunday, the games got amped up. The Wizards went up against the Sixers, and they're just a try. I hate the Wizards, man. I'm starting to hate Westbrook's. The Wizards and that whole damn organization, man. Get Beal down to Miami, man. The Wizards blow up that team. You ain't got nothing. You need help in the middle. It's all about Westbrook. Sometimes he wants to score 50 points and have no assist, and then he wants to have 11 assists. All he wants is about triple doubles, man. That's all he there. The Sixers took him 125-118 like they should have, and they actually covered. Actually, that game pushed, believe it or not. It ended up being at 7. If you got it at 8, you prevailed. And then it was the Lakers coming off again, trying to scave off and not be eliminated. These are the defending champions. Lakers were looking horrible coming in to this game, and they sure showed it. Sunday, they beat the Warriors to get in, but the Suns took care of a man, 99-90. It was the first... Now I'm getting phone calls. I should have known. I should have had that on silent, but we don't edit the show here. It's your boy Roy SRQ Talk, the second half of this TGIF, where we broadcast Friday going over the week that was. It's the second half here, so it's all sports there. So the Suns took care of the Lakers 99-90 there. What else? And that was all on Sunday. Monday they continued, and this was all just in the NBA. Here's where the Bucks slapped up my Miami Heat there. 132-98, man, by 34 points. It's the night game was much better, even though the Nuggets took care of the Trailblazers there, 128-109. That was on, let me see, that was on Monday. Tuesday, the 25th of this week, we had the Nets blowing out the Celtics, 130-108. The Lakers were back home. I called this one personally myself. The Lakers prevailing over the Suns, 109-102. And that had the Lakers favored by 2, opened up at 1.5, went to 2, and they covered their 109-102 on Tuesday. Wednesday had again those just awful Wizards. I mean, we might as well have the damn Magic playing if the Wizards are in it like this. 76ers took care of them, put a pounding on them, 120-95. This was the game that everybody was talking about, that if the Knicks were going to come back from the Atlanta Hawks beating them by 1 point. They did, 101-92, and they covered. So the Knicks are playing good. That series is tied at 1-1. That happened on Wednesday. Yesterday's games, again, the Bucks just slapping up the Heat, 113-84. We had the under at 224 in this one, and it was over by the first quarter. I think they only scored like 8 points. Yeah, the Heat scored 8 points or something like that in the first quarter. It was something disgusting like that. The late game had the Lakers again prevailing over the Suns, and CP3 played in that one, made no difference at all, 109-95 there. Let me see CP's numbers. Paul played 27 minutes, only had 7 points. It was 3 from 8 from the field, 1 for 2 from free throws. Assists, any 6 assists. He had 1 steal, 5 rebounds there. So Chris Paul made his debut. Let me see the kid Booker, the one that's banging the Kardashian girl. Jenna, actually, she's not even, she's technically not a Kardashian. It's the Jenna kid. Booker played 41 minutes. He scored 19, 6 from 19 from the field. 1 for 4 only from 3-pointer. Maybe that was the difference. I fell asleep on this one. I was overwhelmed with all sports all weekend and all week. My body said no more. I fell asleep on this one, but 109-95, a Lakers in a yawn fest. It sounded like, hey, SRQ Talk, keeping you in the know, man. The week that was here, episode 11, season 3, it's May 28th. We're excited for the weekend here in Sarasota and throughout the country. Not much going on out here, actually. Not much at all going. I thought I anticipated a busier weekend. Streets seem to be empty and things like that, man. So don't ask me. Last night also, I had the Nuggets edging out the Trailblazers 120-115. And that was a good game. That was Donovan. That's the next game here. The one I wanted to talk about. Was it on Wednesday? Yeah, on Wednesday, it's when the Memphis Grizzlies. This one I went against them only because Donovan Mitchell was playing. I went over 219, and I think I had it by the third quarter, 141-129. A lot of points scored in that one, man. They were hitting everything. Morant's still Mac Daddy on that team, even though they fell. It's just a Donovan Mitchell. You know, without him, Memphis can go ahead and advance. With Donovan Mitchell, it's all Jazz all day. Utah Jazz tie up that series, and they're going to have, yeah, with Donovan Mitchell is just way too good. That's one kid that doesn't get as much publicity because he's way out there in Utah. Keeping our eye on the time, we're always up against it since we have 1 foot in and 1 out. We're running out of here. We put our sneakers on just to get the hell out of here quicker. I wanted to go over because Phil Mickelson, wins the PGA championship there. Congratulations to Phil Mickelson. He had some words to say. Let's see what Phil had to say about this. See if we can hear this.
At the beginning of this week, would you have put a significant bet down on Phil Mickelson to win this PGA championship at 200-1 odds?
I mean, you should probably ask somebody else, but I'm not really a gambling man, Gene. I think that I felt a couple of months ago, like even going into the Masters, that I was starting to play some really good golf at a high level again. But I didn't quite have the ability yet to focus intently for 72 holes. And it's what I've been really working on. And it's possible, Gene, that this is the last term I ever went. It's possible. It's also possible that I had a bit of a breakthrough in some of the things that I'm working on being able to stay more focused and more present, might send me on a little run for a couple of years. I don't know. But either way, I'm going to cherish this week and this moment.
There you go, man. That's Phil Nick Mickelson winning the PGA championship and having his reaction to it. He says, hey, this could be my last win I ever have in my life. Or it could be a start of a new resurrection of his career. He could go on a run. He says, "Lock it up, man." Phil Mickelson, at age 50, winning the PGA Championship—that is a big deal in sports. Anyway, it sure is. What else did we have? We had a bunch of stories, man. And what about the Japan Olympics? Huh? Does anybody feel good about going to the Olympics in Japan? Let's give you a story on that because there was some breakout of the COVID out there, and now it's supposed to go off July. Well, it was supposed to go off on July 23rd, 2021, and it's still scheduled to go, even though I question it. But could it lead to the Olympus coronavirus variant? you know, it's starting to amp up over there. I don't know if people are, let alone willing to travel domestically, here they are, but to go abroad all the way to Tokyo, man, I don't know. There could be fans that could be barred from attending the games amid the new stats, instead of canceling the whole thing, just making people, you know, not. I mean, CBS Sports says Japanese fans may be barred from attending games amid the new state of emergency. The situation surrounding the Tokyo Olympics, having already been postponed from 2020 to 2021, continues to get more serious as Japan deals with COVID-19 issues entering the summer. Yet another element of the already altered games looks to be in serious jeopardy. Tokyo Olympic Organization Committee President Saiko Hashimoto stated on Friday that local fans in Japan may be barred from attending the Olympics. Foreign fans have already been barred from attending the games due to the outbreak of COVID-19. The prospect of not allowing any fans at all to attend the Olympics became more likely as the Japanese government decided to extend a state of emergency in multiple prefectures until June 20th. I quote, "We would like to make a decision as soon as possible on fans, but after the state of emergency is lifted, we will assess," Hashimoto said, keeping you in the know. Another thing, Hashimoto claimed that among the factors that will be considered on fan attendance will be the fact that other sports have begun to accept spectators, as well as the potential for local medical services to be affected. The Tokyo Olympics are in a difficult position during the continued pandemic, as public sentiment in Japan has turned decisively against the games being held. One poll cited by the Associated Press claimed that 60 to 80% of Japanese respondents want the games to be called off. Keeping you in the know, man. SRQ Talk, your boy Roy, Memorial Day weekend, May 28th. There you have it, man. The Japanese people have spoken, and anywhere from 60 to 80% of the Japanese residents say they should call the games. Pressure to cancel the Olympics largely centers around the sheer magnitude of international travels to Japan, a historically closed-off nation which has largely shut its borders during the pandemic. Presently, more than 15,000 athletes from 200 countries are slated to travel to Japan for the games, man. Going over the week that was, and that was a big story that caught my attention, the 2021 Tokyo Games, as you want to call them, the Olympics there that has already been postponed. But yeah, that was the best weekend. And then on top of all that, this is what made this weekend so great, man. We got the Lightning and the Panthers. Are you kidding me, man? The bottle of Florida, baby. Let's get it started. Because let me see when this series back started back when. Let's see. Let's go straight for Friday's games. I think Friday they had a game there. And that was when we were broadcasting. That night they had a game. Let's see what happened in the week that was in the NHL that compiled having such a great weekend. And this was the day where your damn Tampa Bay Lightning put the stick to the Panthers, beat them 6-2 on the 22nd. That was on Saturday. Let me see. On Friday, there was a bunch of games. It was four games. The Bruins beat the Capitals 4-1. The Predators beat the Hurricanes 5-4. The Winnipeg Jets, in a low-scoring one, shut out the Edmonton Oilers 1-0. And then probably some people have it as the best hockey team out there. Colorado Avalanche took care of the Blues 5-1. That was when we were on the air on Friday on the 21st. The next day, Saturday, is where the Lightning put the stick on the Panthers 6-2. The Islanders beat the Penguins 4-1, and they're playing some amped up hockey over there in Nassau County. I'll tell you, a Maple Leafs old school battle here against the Montreal Canadiens. Maple Leafs won 5-1, and then the Golden Knights shut out the Wild, had no Wild in them. Minnesota on Saturday. Sunday on the 23rd that they Phil won the PGA. That afternoon, the Predators took care of the Carolina Hurricanes 4-3. I guess they go up there 2-0 there. Avalanche over the Blues 5-2, putting them at 2-0. The Bruins took care of the Capitals 3-1. And the Jets won a real thriller. I watched this game personally. And the Jets beat the Oilers 5-4 there. Very exciting game on that one. That was on Sunday. Monday the 24th, it had the Leafs scaving off the Canadiens 2-1 there. Islanders won in a thriller against the Penguins 3-2. The Panthers, this is the one that the damn lightning didn't come to play on that one. The Panthers took care of them 4-1. There was rats being thrown on the ice all over the place. Jets doubled up the Oilers. Actually, not doubled up. They beat them 4-3. Wild are the ones that doubled up the Vegas Golden Knights 4-2. And that was on Monday. Tuesday's NHL, the week that was, had the Maple Leafs shutting out the Canadiens 4-0. The Hurricanes came back to win one against the Predators of Nashville 3-2. Hurricanes, that was on the 25th, on Tuesday. On the 26th, which was the Wednesday, Islanders beat up on the Penguins 5-3. We had the over in this one at 5.5. We had it by the second period there. Lightning donut the Panthers 4-0. There you go. You damn Lightning fans that don't want to listen to me out there in Tampa. It doesn't matter. We have Pinellas County. We have St. Petersburg and Pinellas Park. Is it? Let me see. Damn it. Now I got to give props to my people here. Let's see. Pinellas Park. There you go. Log it up, man. Taking fourth place away from Sarasota. Beating Sarasota there. Is it? Let me give you accurate updates here. Love talking about. Is he talking about his numbers again? Whatever. Yeah, you're damn right I am. Okay, I'm very proud of my numbers, especially in the state of Florida, where I broadcast by. And you're right on Washington's ass. Let me see, leader of the pack, Orlando, St. Peter. Oh, Pinellas Park. There you go. Lock it out. Pinellas Park over Sarasota there for fourth place. Sarasota just edges out the great people of Northport there, just to keeping you in the know. Let's keep our in the know on the time. We got 21 minutes, 9 minutes until my weekend starts here. Lock it up, man. I'm very looking forward to a great weekend. That's right, I am. We all should be. Yeah, man. So the Tokyo Olympics there, 2021 Japan Olympics, in jeopardy there. Not a popular thing, at least amongst Japanese people there. So on Wednesday the 26th, that was the scores. And then yesterday, Canadians finally beat the Maple Leafs on one of them. They beat them 4-3 to survive there. Carolina scaves off Minnesota also 4-3 there last night. We had basketball last night. We're going to continue to have the same theme with the playoffs and the hockey playoffs going hand in hand here. I guess they're taking away from each other's ratings. I'll tell you what, I'm jumping from game to game. I'm even getting into baseball, believe it or not. I've watched a lot of games lately. Obviously, Tampa Bay Rays have a great team. The Marlins aren't that bad. They're on a damn winning streak. The Marlins and the Tampa Bay's got like 12 in a row or something. You know, I think they won yesterday, too. So that made it 12 in a row. So all the Florida teams are hot. Another thing that's hot is the weather. It is going to rain a little bit today. But that pretty much wraps it up, man, as far as the week that was here, not only in Sarasota, but around the country. We went over the news on local news, like Celebrity Cruise Lines, June 26th. They're going to be going off. There's a mask mandate that kids do not have to wear their mask in Manatee County. That includes the celebrations with the school year being over today. It's going to be some celebration, school activities, and it starts immediately there locally. I'm glad you joined me. We're going to have, we're broadcasting every Friday afternoon. I thank you for joining me. Thank you to Wisconsin in Kentucky, baby, for joining the show, getting some run there. Spring Hill. I hear you. I see you there, Spring Hill. About an hour and a half north of Tampa is listening. So I thank all that. We do appreciate that. I hope you enjoy the weekends with the ones you love. There is no more. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.